The Sentai Review, episode 147. Tenso Sentai Gosiger Robo. Okay, yeah, I probably butchered that name, so, oh well.
You did.
Gosiger.
So, here we are, another Wednesday is another Sentai. Welcome to the show that starts on land dick and moves all the way down the list.
I suppose. But, I don't know. I just had a fucking rough, shitty week from work. So
no,
I mean,
let's get real for a second. It's another land dick, okay?
Yeah, it's
it
true.
Ain't the OG land dick.
We got land dick by
yeah, there
itself
is
here. So.
There is land dick on there. I'm looking at it right now. It's halfway down the list. Land dick goes side great.
Shane, what is land dick? Dick on land.
It's the opposite of water ass.
Shane, I have a feeling...
Excuse me, swamp ass.
I have a feeling that that's what women pirates get when they go on shore leave.
Land dick?
Land dick.
Yeah, they get tired of that sea dick.
Wow.
Oh.
And they always complain, there just ain't much motion in land dick.
No, there really isn't.
That's the reason they like to stay on the ship.
Correct.
Don't blame them. I'd rather stay on the ship if it means I'm getting the good stuff.
Wow. Yeah, let's... You guys want to get to the land dick?
Arg!
Should we go around first?
Go around the room.
Well, I figured since you were doing a standard opener, you wanted to go first.
Oh, land dick Bill.
Seth Lovell, Sario.
Another land dick, Scott Action Jackson.
Proto guy.
And contact.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone.
Okay. Turn one mouse off. Go get to the other mouse. So, let's start this off with another land dick, Gosai Great.
Arg!
Wait, hold on, I'm still playing Dragon Quest. Hold on. I gotta get to a safe spot.
I'm trying to look at Great Dick on land.
Alright, fine, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. I can level grind in the meantime. All it is just walking around in the forest for an hour and a half doing nothing.
Load
and
the dick!
And it's just one pick, too, so...
Oh.
This is your...
But, Bill, what do you mean, oh?
Now I'm sad face.
He's got a bitey hand and a drill.
What did you want it to look like, an actual fucking dick?
Now I'm sad frog dick.
So you're Adam now.
Yeah, instead we got something with no dick at all.
That's kind of true, actually.
It's got a belt, but doesn't have a dick, so...
It has a drill.
Eh.
It looks like it has a dinosaur for the other.
Yeah, it looks like it's got pterodactyl wings or phoenix wings or something.
Why does
like that.
He have pinchers on the front of his chest?
Nipple pinchers. They're for pinching nipples.
His nipple pinch your nipple?
Well...
Either that or it's a beetle's...
Somebody else's head. Pelvic thrust can make your pelvic thrust, so yeah.
I guess that is true.
Look, don't talk about my skills and abilities. That's for the ladies to find out, and of course you to know.
Oh, I already know.
Well, of course you do.
This is unimpressive.
Yeah, it's the only pick.
So. He disappointed me.
So I guess let's hop into the rating for this.
Ah, piss, I'm still playing Dragon Quest. Fuck, hold on. I'll be dead in a second. Hold on. This guy kicks my ass. Cast Sizz again, you son of a bitch.
Maybe if you wouldn't suck.
And maybe if you put the phone down.
Shut up, fuck you. I need this phone anyway because I need it for the calculator.
He uses that phone for the calculator.
Oh, yeah, there's that.
I started this up because I was bored because we were busy talking about how Bill doesn't have gray pubes.
It's true, I don't.
He's got gray hair, but not gray pubes. We're making jokes and having fun and laughing. And oh, hey, look, a poison swamp. I'll go kill myself in the poison swamp.
We're a weirdo.
Maybe you could just save.
I can't save. The only way to save is you got to die, and the king's got to save. You want to save the game because it's fucking Dragon
Quest. You have to die to save?
As far as I can tell, I've only been dicking around with this game for like 3 hours last night.
That is not the way it worked when I was growing up, I promise.
If no, go, I know, but like I said, I've been dicking around with it a little bit.
You didn't need to die to save.
Oh my god.
There we go, and then yes, thing.
Wasn't there like a pause button, and then you can save it through that route?
No. The Dragon Quest, no, you're talking early Nintendo. Back then, you used to have to go talk to the king, and then he would tell you what your next level up was going to be and how much money you had.
When you talk about old school RPGs.
Just like the original Final Fantasy, you had to sleep at an inn, and then it would go, and it would take you the deal, and then when it took you to the black screen or whatever, it would say, hold reset while turning off the power.
It's New Age games,
or else you could lose your game.
New Age games, you hit that pause button and save.
Yep, exactly.
You really don't remember what it was like to play RPGs on Nintendo?
I remember the inns to get rest and stuff like that, but...
Yeah, that's how you saved.
Yep. Yeah. Because, I mean, don't get me wrong. Technically, the first RPG I ever played was Super Mario RPG, so that one was super simple. Jump on an S block. Congratulations, you've saved the
game.
Hell,
they even got rid of the save points, like the little things in Final Fantasy 7, 8, 9, where you had to find a save point to save.
Yeah.
Nowadays, everything auto-saves.
Yeah.
So it auto-saves per doorway that you walk through, which can also be a bad thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, by the way,
I'm back to the calculator.
This guy
solo.
Right here, yeah, he's... Yeah, he's great.
Okay, so that's a two from
that's
a Shane.
That's two for Shane, yeah.
I know that we were way the fuck wrong, but what did we say it was last time?
1.88.
We got the 0.88 right after double checking. It's actually technically a 2.88 is ass.
It's one. It's one.
You giving him ass?
Oh, he's ass.
Okay, this man is ass. What do you got,
Scott?
He's got
like a...
I'll go with 2.5.
He's there.
So this man is a 2.065, so technically a 2.07. Moving on.
All right.
I had high hopes.
Now we got another C-Dick, or C...
S-E-A-I-C-K. Siak, maybe?
Siak.
I had high in the sky.
I thought
apple
it was
C-Dick,
too,
hopes.
Considering the fact that there was Landick before it, but yeah.
Another Siak.
And they were ruined, Shane.
I don't know. Again, we're probably saying it wrong, and once again, the fans are going to jump our asses, much like they did when Bill said that O's are supposed to be W, and then they were like, no, that's actually O's. You were half right. But oh well.
He has a fish for a chest.
It's a shark. Duh.
Which is still a fish.
You're jumping the shark, Shane.
If it breathes
underwater.
No, right, yeah. Well, yes and no, because technically it depends. There are some mammals that actually have gills, but like...
And then again, it kind of looks like a gator head, too.
Yeah, it's true. It kind of does, but the fin definitely gives it away.
Yeah. I see the wings carried over from the shoulders.
Right. All they did is they, like, dropped... For the last one, all they did is drop the chest piece and change the arms.
Yeah. Looks
this
like
thing
a...
is making me...
Kind of a blaster on his
Yeah, this guy can go right back to fuck in the water. Get back in the fiery water!
To be fair, like, this thing looks dumb, man. You don't need something sticking out of your fucking chest like that.
This thing is dumb.
Yeah.
It's all dumb. It's dumb.
I don't know. We've seen worse, but at the same time, we have definitely seen worse.
I would
better.
Shoot this fucking thing with a sniper trumpet.
Actually,
ass from a distance.
Actually, from what I remember of the images I've gathered for every one of these, there's probably going to be one worst of this group.
Oh, good.
Good. This one gets an ass rating.
Okay, so it's 1.88, so this man is ass.
This guy sucks.
Yeah, this man is ass for me as well. Scott, everybody else has said he's ass. What do you say?
Two.
Two.
It's getting to the ass level, but not yet.
No,
I think we're there.
We were, to be fair, we were kind of there.
1.91 moving on.
If it wasn't for the fact that I was telling jokes, he'd have got a lot less.
A lot
less. I don't like his stupid helmet. I don't like the shark coming out of his front. I don't like his fin hand. I don't like his shark bitey hand.
Data's.
Data.
One is my name. The other is not.
Yeah.
I'm going back to Dragon Quest. Fuck this episode.
Is that a slot machine?
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
It's an arcade, yes.
Which means technically he would end up being a
pachinko.
Yeah.
Shane, if he is a pachinko machine or a slot machine,
he was made by Konami.
When you pull his Shane, look, when you pull his arm, he dispenses your reward from his cat mouth dick.
Next.
Is that a cat mouth dick? Is that, I swear to God, that little red thing looks like fucking E.T.
I think that is a cat mouth dick.
Yeah.
I'm not joking.
And if it is, when you seize victory from that slot machine, he rewards you through the mouth of his cat mouth dick.
Can I rate this already?
Next.
You can keep going. Oh my God. I don't need that shot.
He becomes a giant.
The reward is coming!
Pun intended. Okay. Let's next it.
Next.
You didn't help the situation.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, poor crybaby.
Shane, you upset
him.
Yeah. Don't stick your hand in his mouth, dick. You didn't win.
Those look like tears of please don't stick your hand in my mouth, dick.
Yeah. Please don't stick your dick in my mouth, dick.
He's like the dinosaurs from Flintstones. You think your job's bad.
It's a living.
Next.
Oh, boy. Oh, look, it's dead.
Oh, for a second I thought he was given the finger. I was about to be like, yes! But now I'm disappointed.
No, he's just confused.
Did they cast confusion on him?
Something like that. They used confusion, it was effective.
Shane, confusion makes you spin in circles.
Shane, if anything, you should know everything about confusion.
Confusion. I do.
Next.
Shall I sing it?
No, we'll leave it
I think that's it. Okay.
Ooh, it's been a while, but it just made the list. So, it's been a while.
Yeah, I was about to say your first episode back in a long time. And
yeah,
we got a list maker.
That's good. It's good. It's good to put something on the list.
Something to come back to.
Yeah, something to come back to, because now you got to rank it again.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to go back through your list and figure out what's the worst of the worst and the best of the worst.
Part two. Yeah. What about you, Bill?
This thing sucks. Give him a fucking... Give
you want to give him an ass?
What the fuck? No.
He may be
no,
worse.
No, he's not good enough.
Yeah, he's not even good enough for a joke.
He's not good enough for the ass.
Look at him! What the fuck is that? They show that to you here in America tomorrow. You don't know a thing about this. You've never reviewed this. You never got this picture.
I know exactly what this would be if this showed up in America. You know what this would be?
What?
This would be... Ay, ay, ay,
no,
ay, ay,
that's
ay,
your Megazord. They show you... Because they would show us a preview, and one of the previews would be with this big giant robot walking around the city, and then the Gosai... being like, ah, or whatever. And then that, I'm supposed to take that thing seriously.
I'm telling you, that would end up being their alpha, and there'd be an episode where something dumb would happen, and they'd find one of fucking...
Doesn't mean they wouldn't show you a preview where that thing... Every other picture we saw was that thing walking around as a giant, which means he's a Zord.
I swear to God, that red fucking lipstick thing looks like fucking E.T.
I'm telling you, that actually looks more like a pacifier than anything.
I don't know, man. I can see the eyes, man. I can see
that's a cat mouth dick.
Yeah, it's true. No, I just mean like the red part makes it look like it's a pacifier in his mouth.
Hold on. Let's go back to it.
God.
I don't think that's the same thing we were looking at earlier.
This
to be fair.
Thing is awful. So, Shane.
Yeah.
You set your alarm for 6:30.
Okay.
That thing comes in to wake you up.
Oh, boy. Let's see. There's no words that describe what I would do.
Shane. The no. real question. It's Christmas morning.
Oh,
it's been a long time.
I haven't heard that in a while.
I know why I'm giving it.
What you got?
Zero.
Wow, it just made Scott's list.
Scott's.
Shit, now we got to change the graphic again. Future Scott, change the graphic. Don't wave your middle finger at me. Change the graphic.
Yeah, this thing sucks. Give this thing a zero. This is one of the worst fucking things we've seen.
Even Cup Ball Hand Man?
I would actually think that Cup Ball Hand Man is... Look, this thing is meant to be a joke. And over there, that probably works. But over here, this is fucking stupid.
I mean, look at the guy in the background. He even knows it's stupid.
Alpha 5. No. Alpha 6. Is even cooler than this guy.
Yo, 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 Rangers!
Don't make me bring in
I
Sinister
would go
Alpha.
As far as to say the fucking wizard is cooler than that.
Which wizard?
You know which wizard.
Furby, the wizard from Turbo.
Oh... That.
Rangers.
And no, that's where I would have to draw the line. This is definitely cooler than that. This man, I'm giving him.
No, I
this
can't
man,
do
I'm
it.
Giving him a one. So altogether, he is a.
Oh, I feel like we're gonna need a comparison.
Oh, shit.
Because, damn.
We're all about to have ourselves some troubles.
Fucking.
No,
fucking,
Jeremy just got home. Oh, shit. We're all blocked into the driveway.
Fucking Seth.
There better not be a fire.
Fucking Seth says, stupid ass slot machine. I say, stupid ass wizard. Civil War.
Okay.
Are you on the side of Team Seth or Team Bill?
Next
you
up is.
Be on my team because we got all sorts of cool shit.
Okay. There's punch and pie.
Yeah. Punch and pie.
Data's hyper.
So congratulations.
Is it another one of this dumb guy?
Yeah, there's a hyper version of the slot machine.
Oh, yay.
Optimus
Prime?
What?
That's actually a lot cooler than the other
You
one,
have
though.
To admit, that is a lot cooler.
Yeah, compared to the base form, that is a hell of
that's
a lot
not,
better.
That's not getting a zero.
Yeah, that's
it's not getting high, but it's not getting a zero.
Shit, yeah, for me, that already from that one just bumped me up to a two, but let's see if you could continue impressing.
Next.
Yeah, see, look at dumb one over there on the yeah, see?
Yeah, the dumb thing down
compared
here.
Compared to, yeah, okay, yeah. And come here, on, Bill.
Here we got a shark piece that I guess upgrades it somehow.
Size from Bill. That means that's next.
Next. Oh, fighting a giant monster.
You lost to the slot machine. How do you feel?
He lost to an updated slot machine, though.
Oh, so you mean Konami today?
Yeah. He lost to the, well, I would say the Metal Gear slot Ooh. Machine, but...
oh, so he lost to the Castlevania slot machine.
Yeah, I was about to say, this would either be the Castlevania or a Punch-Out.
You bring up Konami, and I see nothing but red, so...
Yeah.
It's not helping this guy's situation when you bring up Konami.
Yeah, because that's everything I want to do is help this guy's... oh, my God.
This guy broke Bill.
That's because Bill wanted to say something bad. Hold on.
Speaking of Konami... While replaying Metal Gear Solid 3, I noticed something.
What's that?
He started hinting at everything that happened back then. At the beginning of the game, he has the option to hide under the box where the melons are or
yeah.
blend into his surroundings. The box reads, "There is no room for Hideo."
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he'd been giving it away for a long time that he'd been having a lot of problems, but we're not going to get into this here. It's not our gaming station, but part of what happened between Konami and Hideo is his fault as well.
Next.
Oh.
Yeah, that's it.
Dude. Okay, that's
everybody. Dude, he's a Rock'em Sock'em robot.
Yeah, he just bumped himself up to a 1.5. Actually, you know what? No, I take that back. I'm going to be kinder. Yeah, he's going to get himself a 1.8.
This guy is getting a 2.2. I think Bill is going to like fucking grab me by my fucking beard.
He's going to grab you by the one lone hair on your nutsack. Not all of them, just one, and just be like, yoink.
Oh, my God, the worst pain.
Yeah. Individual hair, not a whole bunch. Oh, shit.
Give this guy a one. He's ever so slightly better.
Ever so slightly.
He wore a fucking Halloween costume. Oh, yay.
1.875.
He's as impressive as my terrible fucking...
Oh, my God. Bill.
What?
He just got ass.
He is ass.
He got a 1.875, so that's a 1.88. That man is ass.
Good.
Congratulations.
He's about as exciting as the Halloween costume I got when I was a little kid, where they gave you the fucking Superman that tied in the back and the little stringed mask that broke at your first house.
Yep.
Wow.
What kind of mask are you wearing as Superman?
You don't remember those terrible Halloween costumes?
I remember, the terrible Halloween costumes.
They were made from, like, plastic, and you would put those
crappy
things
on.
And then, they did. Every one of those costumes came with this stupid little mask.
Oh, you're talking about
a string.
That plastic fucking,
yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's dumb.
Yeah, the plastic one with, like, the fucking one little piece of elastic band.
Okay, I know what you're talking about.
Like, the one that they literally pulled out of some dude's used underwear and tied to the mask.
Holy crap! My childhood!
By the way, this one is exotic.
Exotic Gosai, great.
It's exotic.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so what is he?
Let's
exotic.
Find out if it's really exotic or not.
Bird faces.
Okay, aren't these the fucking angel people that got like mythical creatures and shit? Why do their Zords fucking suck? This was a great concept. Griffins and unicorns and crazy shit and angels and demons and awesome. And then all their symbols come together to form the actual symbol of the team. And then I get this? The fuck is this?
This is a next.
Not quite. This might be something else, depending.
And he's just as fucking dumb as the fucking Silver Ranger when he puts on his fucking vest with all the Ranger helmets on the vest.
Yep.
That was dumb, and this was dumb before that was dumb, and they should have learned how dumb it was back then, which now makes the Silver Ranger more dumb.
Next.
Yeah, that's the next. Yep, same.
Same thing.
Same, okay. We're done.
Okay, so you just got the same, just doubled up. Okay.
Yeah, I might have some doubled ups.
So, yeah, I know exactly what this is. It's ass.
And he has bitey hands.
Yep.
Okay.
Look at his black leg. It looks sad.
It is sad. It's a part of that. You would be sad if you were a part of Angry Faces on Wings on Chest.
To be fair, he's going to be sad because he gets to join his buddy on the list.
Good.
My God, two in one episode. That's been a while.
Yeah.
Man, this makes me real worried. I don't even want to see this fucking show.
You already have.
No, I haven't. Well, maybe you have. I haven't.
You didn't see the Megaforce show?
No.
Oh, okay.
I saw Super Mega Force about maybe 12 episodes worth. But see, when I got back into this and we started doing this show, I started watching Rangers. I got about 7 seasons in, and then we started talking about going to review all the shows. So I stopped watching Power Rangers so that I could watch them and have first legitimate reactions to the shows. So I own all of it. But I haven't watched any of it because I'm watching it to have fresh perspectives on the material as we talk about it.
2.2.
So, no, I haven't seen this ass until today, just now.
Oh, is that your score?
No, that's okay. Too good for him. Fucking 0.5 on this derpy-looking face motherfucker.
1.145, so 1.15.
Kick this dumb motherfucker right in his bird faces.
Go side, great.
Yeah, I have a feeling it's not... Gonna make a prediction, it's not fucking great. It's not great, is it, Steve? Ugh!
It's a Megazord.
Sure, call it that.
What is the fucking leg supposed to be? Is it a snake? I think it's a snake.
Maybe.
Oh, it is a snake! Holy crap, oh my god, the Black Ranger had a snake. He was a
Maybe
snake.
I'm yeah. not being fair, but nothing about this guy has impressed me yet. Now he has three faces. Four faces.
No.
No, he has
six faces.
Because he has his normal helmet head, and then each one of the heads from the mythical beasts that are supposed to come together to form Voltun.
And that's not counting the faces that the symbol makes.
Yeah, it's kind of true.
So that's two more.
I guess this is a regular thing for a good portion of the Zords, because they have the animals and the faces. And but there's something about the way this one, this just seems really childish compared to the other ones.
Can you not, like, completely zoom to the face, the main head, just a little bit?
So don't do a Bill zoom in the face.
Oh, my God, does he have a mustache?
No, he doesn't have a mustache. No. He has Bitey helmet.
Yeah.
Oh.
Which the shade is making his upper lip and nose area look
so
like.
So basically, he wanted to be a predator, but he wasn't cool enough, so he put that helmet on with predator teeth.
Okay. Next.
And it didn't make him any fucking cooler.
And the CGI version does not help.
It helps it a little bit.
Yeah, it helps a
I'm
little
I'm actually
going to
tell you
much.
It helps it a little bit. It slimmed out the legs a little bit.
You're in the Ranger series where they use CGI for the Megazords.
And it allows it to take a pose that it couldn't originally take. That Zord, I promise you, that Zord in your hand right now, built to the specs that the guy had of the costume on the show, cannot do that attack.
Yep.
He can't do it. He can't move that way. He's too dumb.
But CGI makes it better.
But the CGI allows him to do things that he can't do. And that's possibly why they started using CGI in the later shows. Wasn't because it was more available, wasn't because they wanted to do fancy things, but because the costumes, they're getting to a point now where they can't do what they want to do with the costumes. Like the pirate ship. The pirate ship for the next set of Zords we're going to talk about, he may be cool, and the CGI makes him look broken. The actual guy in the costume, he can't move for shit.
Yep.
Next, and... Okay.
Ass.
3.3. It's the standard Megazord shape.
2. I think he looks childish. I can't take him seriously. I don't know why.
Too many faces?
But we've had faces on other things, too. I don't know what it is. There's something about him that seems like he came from a less... And I'm not saying that Rangers or Super Sentai was ever necessarily intelligent or edgy, but he seems like he came right out of a kid's show. In fact, somehow, he's reminding me of SD Gundam. And if that's something you like, that's great for you. I don't like chibi Gundams.
Nah.
But look at him.
No, man. No, man. SD Gundam fucking spit in the face of all Gundam fans.
Yeah, it's kind of
true. I had to sit through that stuff just to watch some good shit on Cartoon Network.
Well, here it is.
Yep.
Because that's what I see when I look at this guy. Do I like the fact that he has his sword weapon tail thing on his back? I think that's kind of cool. And that's about where it ends for me. Because then I have to look at sad bird face over here, white bird face. He looks sad. I have to look at derp, angry thing face on his chest. I don't even know what that thing's supposed to be. His sharky bitey hand, that's kind of cool. The snake would be cool, but he just looks sad down there as part of this terrible Megazord. And then he has something that I like, which is the tiger down here.
The tiger looks awesome.
Yeah, tiger looks fine.
I like the snake if it wasn't so sad.
It doesn't even look sad. To me, it looks like the one character that you get in, like, almost every anime where, like, literally his eyes just kind of, like, he doesn't really say anything, he doesn't really do anything, he just kind of, like, herpaderps throughout the show. And, like, he always just kind of, like, looks like he's staring off into space, like he's stoned off his ass. Like, literally, the snake to me just looks like he's kind of, like, one eye is going off to the left, and one eye is going off to the right, and he's just like,
well, to be part of this Megazord, he had to do this.
I wish I could be less negative. This guy does not impress me in the least.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm giving him a 2.6, so altogether he's a 2.45.
I think that's the highest.
I mean, so far he's winning, yeah. And that makes me sad.
Yes, because so far all of these things are unimpressive.
And I've heard, I'm not impressed by the pictures I'm seeing, and I've heard that when we get here that this show is awful. I've been told it is some of the worst acting in the history of all Power Rangers so far.
Are we talking Sentai or Power Rangers?
Power Rangers.
You are correct.
I've heard that it is terrible, terrible, terrible acting.
It is bad acting.
Isn't that because this is the one where it jumps over to Disney or whatever, and they were like, you guys
no,
can't fight?
No, they've been on Disney. They've been on Disney easily since as far back as Mystic Force.
Okay, yeah, no, that's...
I think Mystic Force was...
But this, Saban had regained control of it, and it wasn't helping.
And guess what?
Saban was the one who made it super...
Sad to say this.
On top of the title.
Yeah, but that was
because of toys and regulations. Right. That's the reason they started doing all that super crap, because they needed to be able to hold people longer, and Sentai was producing less episodes, which means here in America we were only producing 20 episodes, and we don't do our own material, so they just started making super teams off every original team to sell toys.
To be fair,
contain marketability.
I told my girlfriend this, and this is my opinion. And
it's all a business thing. The reason the Mighty
Instead
Morphin...
of a new name, they go Super.
Correct.
I realize that. But it's just like Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Mighty Morphin Power Rangers should not have become Thunder. They should have become the Gokaiger. Or was it Gosiger? Gokaiger?
Gokaiger.
Was it the Gosai? Were they just the Gosai? I think they were the Gosai.
I think they were, yeah, just the Gosai.
But they weren't supposed to be... When Kiba was introduced... He wasn't supposed to come in with the Mighty Morph and whatnot. They were all supposed to change and become something else. But marketability said, we're selling toys off the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers name, and names mean something, especially when it comes to toy departments. Yeah. You don't want to sell a new line of Star Wars figures calling them not Star Wars every month, because you'll lose money. You'd have to reintroduce the toy line, and some people are going to say, I don't like this crap, even though it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
It's like Fruit Loops sell for higher value than bag of Fruity Loops.
Yep.
Even though the same company made the same damn thing and put them in the bag.
Yeah. The other one doesn't have a bird on it.
Yeah. That's not
Toucan
a joke.
Sam.
That's business.
Yeah.
Gosai Ground. Business can suck it.
It's business is business. You're surrounded by it every day.
Yeah.
Does he have speakers? Those look like speakers.
Yeah, they blast ass.
Next.
Okay, so it's only three that make it.
Right. Look at the individuals.
Okay, listen. The top one I'm assuming is like a lion.
Sure. Call him whatever you want.
It has wheels on it. So it moves.
Uh-huh, right.
The middle one, I don't even know what the fuck that is.
It's called stupid.
I can't even imagine what that is. The bottom one? Remember when we used to be able to tell what they were?
Yeah.
I miss those days.
Next.
The top one is Assy. The middle one is Herp. The last one is Derp.
Next.
Together, they form the Assy Herp Derp.
From the waist up, he doesn't look terrible.
Look at his fucking head.
Okay, listen, dude, that's majestic.
No, it is not.
No, that is not. But, of course, I've been playing too much of the fucking Mario Rabbids game. So, literally, I'm looking, like, right at the center chest, and all I'm seeing are, like, fucking buck teeth from a goddamn rabbit.
That makes me feel like one of those fruit hat girls came in to do battle.
Go up.
Oh, God.
Scroll up a little bit on that. Go in a little bit more. I want to see the head
Yeah, look at his pineapple fruit head.
Yeah, he's literally the hat is the same as the fucking the Chiquita banana.
What is around
logo,
his
bitch.
Head? What is that a mane? Like around his
sure.
Technically that yes, that's supposed to be if that is a line, it's supposed to be the mane whiskers, whatever the hell it is. But the rest of the crap on top is exactly that. It's a pile of crap.
The top part reminds me of a bat.
Like he does not the color scheme does not look terrible. But the rest of this is too goddamn busy.
I do like the color
scheme.
This
is an over-design instance.
I do like the colors. The colors are...
The colors are not terrible. What's throwing him off is he is over-designed like a mug.
Next? Okay.
Yeah, we're back to basics. And yeah, like I said, that color scheme is not terrible. He is super over-designed.
Look at Reject Voltron Lion down here on his blue foot. I tried out and they said I didn't have it.
Two.
They went with the red lion.
Two.
I could have been Voltron too. Instead, I became Herp Derpa Ass. I'm a Herp, him's a Derp, that's Assy. We form Herp Derpa Assy. Shitty Voltron, go!
.5.
Jane doesn't want to come back to this.
He gets fucking .7 Herp Derp Lion Assy.
Okay, and then we do with the divider.
I don't even get what that was from that you said, Bill.
1.3.
What do you mean what it was from? I just made all of that up on the spot. I didn't steal it from anything.
I thought it might have been like a South Park thing that Cartman said.
No, that's what I just said.
Yeah. The closest thing that could have been stealing was the accent sounded like when somebody makes fun of somebody dumb like Honey Boo Boo.
Gosai Ultimate.
Oh, I can't wait. Nothing here has disappointed me yet, so please.
I thought the Datas has already...
Oh, bring it all the fuck on.
Hold on. I think that's... Hopefully that's the same one. Okay, good. Here's an Ultimate.
Oh, God. Hold on. I'm having troubles judging anything right now. I'm still trying to get the tears out of my eyes from laughing.
This looks like a super shredded Megazord.
Oh, that's gonna drop his score.
Oh man,
super shredder's like one of the biggest disappointments of my childhood.
So
this
disappointing.
Guy doesn't look terrible.
No, this doesn't look
the
as bad.
Knees. Like the knees are again that giant fucking cankle shit. Where literally it looks like the guy could not walk to save his life, but otherwise, yeah, this is not terrible. Color scheme works, the design is great, like, the helmet's the only thing that seems a little bit odd, but considering the fact that in the last few he's been trying to cover up his face with being a predator or, you know, other shit like that, so yeah, this guy isn't terrible.
What's other than him?
Next. Shows a few things that makes him.
Well, the toy doesn't help him out, but then again, he doesn't look that much. He's a big, bulky thing.
But it does show the things that help make it, so that's a plus.
Right.
Next. He has swords.
I guess.
I mean, again, he's not terrible. He's not that great, but again, he's not bad. And compared to some of the rest of this, I'm giving this man a 3.5.
Next? Okay.
Yeah, that's it. There was only three photos.
Yeah, give this man a 2.
2.2.
Yeah, we're going to skip Shane. Fuck it. He decided to walk off to talk to Jeremy. So divide by the 3. 2.57, moving on.
So Shane missed out on a good one.
Yeah, Shane missed out on a decent one.
Yeah. Ground Gosai, great.
Shane! You're missing stuff!
Sorry, the last one was so bad I had to walk away.
Yeah, but
you
missed
a
good one.
Yeah, but this last one was mediocre at best.
Yeah, that gets him back here.
It's better than ass. Mediocre's definitely better than ass.
Wait, what was this one? This one was ground ghost eye great.
Yep. There's nothing great about this dude.
Oh, but you missed the previous one, which was, because you had to walk away.
Yeah, this guy's not too... Okay.
He got pinchy weapon.
He looks like he went overboard.
Yeah, once again, I was about to say, this guy isn't terrible, and then realized, no, once again, we're back to the over-design.
Dragon Megazord again.
Yep, exactly.
Well, yeah. That's exactly what it reminded me of the second I seen it.
Yep.
And I didn't like that thing that much because it was impractical.
I mean, I understand what they're going for, but once again, it's the over-design, like... Now you're taking the fucking claws from the like giant black lion or whatever the hell it's supposed to be from Bill's herp derp assy or whatever.
You got two shoulders.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's because those are the arms moved up.
He can't even walk.
Because look at the red arm. Now the red arm is herp. So that
means
he
has tires. He doesn't have to walk.
He can't walk because he's so fucking ridiculous that he has wheels. I don't like that.
Look, just because the man has Heelys...
That made him cooler. one.
Next. Oh.
See? You called me back in here to see more ass. Ass, by the way.
Oh, okay. 1.88.
Yeah, let's just next and yeah. Ass.
1.88.
Everything's ass!
Considering the fact that this is an upgrade from the base form, but not by much, 1.9. Hey, look, that's a 6.66, so now we divide by the 4, 1.67, moving on.
Oh, by the way, Shane, this is the one that you missed. I'm showing him the ultimate.
Yeah, just open it in any old program, it don't matter, just double-click the
phone. None of this matters.
Yeah, that's the one you missed.
Oh, so, I didn't miss anything. Oh, good.
Ass. So I didn't
compared
miss anything.
To the other. Well, it's too late now. You missed it. Yeah. We skipped you. Fuck off.
Ground
Don't
hyper.
Worry.
I love
Ghost
you, but good
great.
God, man.
You're here in here. Time for the ground hyper.
Yeah, ground hyper. Hyper ground.
Hyper.
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 Hyper. Uh-oh.
Hyper ass.
So is that like a 1.8888 because it's hyper?
Dude, this
or is that a 1.11111888?
Why does every
even his fucking kneecaps have faces?
Why does every form suck?
Next. Oh god.
Man, I hope this wasn't your Rangers.
Next.
You remember when they used to be simple?
Yeah.
In Mighty Morphin, when we grew up with it, was simple. Next. It was very simple, and it worked.
That's why I can't wait for the next guy. The next guy is a boat. Done. Moving on.
One.
Ass.
No, let's go with three. List.
Okay, third on the list.
That's three fucking people in one show that made the list. I am not the only fucking person that's hating it or saying that it looks childish or dumb or out of
0.97.
There is a limit to how many faces you can have. Once your knees have faces, I'm done.
The only time a bunch of faces came and coming out of a chest ever looked cool was in Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah.
Hyper, Gosai, great.
And even then, that was barely.
Hey, kitty.
It's a cat.
Hey,
kitty cat.
They
Do you think that's ass?
A few things.
Yeah, you don't even want to look at
it. What's happening? Because I feel like we're looking at the same derpy, dumb guy.
Nope.
They rearranged
some
of the faces.
They rearranged some
of
the faces. Yeah. Look at that purple one. Look at that fucking cheeky fucking smile. On his left shoulder. I hate this. Zero. Oh my god, that's four. I don't think I've ever put four in one episode.
You haven't. This is awful.
I'm sorry. This is.
Oh, by the way, next.
I'm sorry if, like Bill said, I'm sorry if this is your show and you like this show and you like these guys are cool. You're wrong. You are wrong.
Jeez.
Go back and watch some good Rangers that had good Zords.
Next. And. Whoa.
Look at that. Look at them trying to make me believe that guy can fight anything.
especially a which monster is that? Gamera, I think.
No, he's not Gamera.
No, dude, fucking. I know it's one of the ones with the G.
Gamora.
It might be that one, yeah. Like it's a. Either way, it's a Godzilla enemy knockoff.
All the Godzilla enemies would fuck this dude up. Mothra would fuck this dude up. And I think Mothra is one of the weaker ones.
Okay, so do we have more ass on this or?
This thing has officially, because this is getting obnoxious. This thing has officially scored the wrath of me 0.
You don't get very many zeros.
I'm tired of the same fucking bullshit.
Point
oh,
five.
We moved a mask. Oh, it's a new
form. I'm sorry, but this is what happens when you run out of creative ideas.
Yeah. And mind you, this is coming from the guy who likes Q-Ranger. We're literally the Megazord. It's the same thing every time, but the form changes because they moved an arm and changed it with the foot.
And you know what? To be honest with you...
Which is why I told you don't do that shit.
That's wrong. That's wrong. It's not a lack... It's a lack of creativity, not creativity's all gone. Because you can make this thing look cool.
Yeah.
With all the fucking things that this thing can do, if you just put some more time into it and had a little bit more creativity, this could have been even cooler.
Look, they have all the helmets. You know what else we've seen before that was pretty cool with different helmets? If you go all the way back to, I do believe it to be Zio.
Zio had to
there was
interchangeable
the guy who
heads.
Yeah, you could change out the heads and the moveset changed. Congratulations. You're repeating, but at least it was fucking cooler.
Problem is, though, is that the Zio guy did not have all the fucking heads on his fucking chest and shit. Basically, it were interchangeable. He would take one helmet off, put a different one on, new moveset. That didn't work. Let's try this headset. That was different. That was cool. This is not cool. This ain't nothing cool about this. Man, he's had a bird on his knee. That's dumb.
So I got 2 zeros and a point five.
I think that's a bat on his
I think
knee.
It's a bug
ass.
Eye fucking bat.
1.88 yep. equals, and then thanks to Christmas from Scott, Christmas ass from Scott.
And that fucking purple thing on his shoulder?
That man is a 0.6.
Landick!
Oh, it's Landick.
It's OG Landick.
Yep.
Yeah. Landick, go side great. Let's see how great this Landick
bring the
is.
Disappointment.
Oh, you were just...
Oh.
You were just...
Holy...
you are just...
He's so dumb!
Literally broke Bill long enough that it took him forever to say it.
Next. Next.
No. Yes. Dance, bitch. Dance.
I could say one thing that might save him a little bit, so that's no longer a zero, that's a 0.5.
The fact that he has a beetle on his head.
Yes.
That is a beetle.
Yeah, technically it's a beetle, but he stole it from Galactus and made it worse.
Oh, my God.
Next. Okay.
So he gets a 0.5 because I was able to make a reference.
Shane, I need you to defend the Earth with your land dick.
.1.
Guys are too nice. I'm being savage.
Stupid ass.
Make it 5. I'm going to have a list just for these fuckers.
Oh,
you're
going to
have a list for the list?
Yes. Yeah. Literally, this could be an entire episode of these fags.
He has stupid knee faces. He has sad, look, they're sad mismatched foot faces.
He's got sad snake knee.
Yep, sad snake knee.
With a drill foot.
He's got a happy drill foot.
Man, I am tired of this.
No,
punk.
He has an angry drill foot.
Yeah,
he
it's
has
an angry drill foot.
He has a happy bitey mouth foot.
I am tired.
Sad snake knee will kick you in the dick with an angry drill foot.
I am tired of these fucking Tonka truck looking motherfuckers.
Look at his hat.
It's a beetle.
It's a beetle.
That he stole from Galactus.
I'm sorry, but that, can I be honest with you? It looks ridiculous, but it's the coolest looking thing on him.
Shit. Yeah, and considering the fact that everybody's all sorts of dick hard over fucking Thanos right now. Hey, look, here's Galactus. More proof Galactus is a bitch now.
Oh, man.
To be fair, I don't know my Beatles, but what Beatle has that? Is it like a Hercules?
Yeah, it's either the Hercules or it's a
rhinoceros. That's a pincer or a pincer beetle.
Yeah.
I think that's got the, yeah. I'm sorry if I don't, I'm not a bug guy.
Yeah. You're not an entomologist.
No, I'm not.
No, it's all right. Yeah, I can't remember if it is a Hercules or if that's the rhinoceros. I think it is a Hercules. Yeah, it can't be a rhinoceros.
No,
has the forked horn.
Yep.
Because that's technically what Heracross from Pokemon's supposed to be.
Yep. You're right. Yep.
So, yeah. It's, yeah,
see,
it's
we know beetles.
Slightly.
Beep, bad beetle.
We'll get to them. They're on the list.
Yep.
Technically, we should be reviewing them right now, but we're in the middle of Mastride. And then we can move on from there.
So, what score is
missing? Speaking of Durr, so far I have a 0.5, a 0.1, and a 0.
I gave mine. Mine's a 0.1, so.
Yeah.
So, who's missing? There's
somebody
missing?
He gets a 0.3.
0.3? Okay.
He's the best.
0.23, moving the fuck on. Congratulations.
I was able to laugh
worse,
at him.
I think you're the worst.
He was enjoyable.
Even laughing at him.
Oh, Mystic Datus.
Mystic Datus Hyper. So we have a mystic form of the slot machine.
Mystic's not a form, it's a fan term.
Yeah. You're sitting with some old guy for a day and you're mystic.
This guy is mystically fucking gay.
Are those fucking missile bomb hands? So he punches somebody and blows himself up?
What, does he spin his stupid fucking hat like he's a little helicopter?
I'm going to next
it
to see
go-go
if it's
go-go
not
gadget
a fake
hat.
One.
Yeah, that's next. A go-go gadget copter. What the fuck, Scott?
You know what?
Yes!
No. No.
Pascot!
Yes!
I'm yelling at you from the future.
No. No,
Pascot,
no.
Pascot, these photos
no,
suck.
No, no. No, no.
Scott, make fun of Pascot.
What can he fucking do? Look
present.
At this fucking guy.
No.
The fuck?
Do not. Bring Inspector Gadget into this.
Too okay. late.
No, Inspector Gadget is infinitely cooler than anything
doop-a
we saw.
Doop.
Don't do it.
Doop-a doop-a-doop. Next.
Don't do the theme song.
Hold on. Give me a minute. That's Metroid Prime. I don't need that. I need, where is it? No, that's fucking...
Doop-a-doop.
I'll get you next time, Gadget.
I can do Dr. Claw's voice because it's really not that difficult, but it really fucking hurts my throat when
I do
that.
Yeah, because you got to be super deep,
yep.
Raspy voice.
Yep.
It's kind of like when I do Nappa, like, for really long periods of time. But, of course, I can't do him today because my son is fucking with me.
I literally have pissed off our entire fan base, but this is number 6.
Hold on, I'm still trying to find something.
Damn!
I don't even want to do a part 2 of my list because 90% of them come from this fucking show.
Okay, so that's number 6.
God.
I'm sorry. I got to apologize to all the others I gave a 0 to. I thought they looked dumb, but this guy takes the cake.
0.5. Bill, what you got?
With his dumb fucking hat. Look at that. That's dumb.
Well, since he has his fucking slap hat, we're going to give him...
Listen to what you just said. Listen to what you just said.
His
said,
slap happy hat.
Oh, I hear what I be saying, Shay. He gets a fucking 1. Just simply because I would wear a slap hat.
All right, so that man got a 0.63, and just to fuck with Shane.
Don't bring my Inspector Gadget into this.
Mystic Gosai, great.
There's nothing mystic about him.
Oh, I beg to differ.
Mystically disappointing.
See, now you're catching on to the jokes.
Oh.
No, slappy shoulder blade. Slap people with the chest of the Dragon
Zord.
That is the fucking Dragon Zord chest.
The green. The green, the slap shoulder. The fuck is that even supposed to be, animal-wise?
Yes!
Because that looks like a tail.
Yes, what is it? No, it's not. That's a face right there. Is that a beak?
Is he supposed to be a
I'm
Nessie?
I'm pretty sure that's a neck, and then there's a beak thing.
Let me next it and see.
Is this fucking thing a
that doesn't
goose?
Help.
That doesn't help. Yeah, no, that does not help at all. Fuck.
Please, is there another one?
Let's see.
No.
Next.
There's
no.
Not.
Nope.
This is all you get. This wonderful thing here is all you get.
This thing is ass. Actually, you know what? Actually, no, I take that back. I take that back. This man is a 2.6. Because normally that is just the normal basic bitch form, but because you add on the slap arm, I'm going to add some to it because at least that means he could do something other than not walk.
2.
Whoops, fuck, I forgot to hit plus. Okay, plus 2. There we go.
Go on, Shane. I need your score.
Are we at number 7?
No, he gets a point.
Oh, he gets a 1. Okay. And he gets a what from you? Bill Guy, what's he get from you?
0.8.
0.8? Okay,
yeah,
there we go. Yeah, I'm sorry. I was
he's
talking
the most
over
fun.
That because all Shane did was held up a fingy. And not even the right fingy. 1.6 for Mystic Great.
Man. Siak Gozai Great. Let's see.
This also
so I'm
going to
start calling
great.
This team the Seasick Team.
Oh.
Oh, good. I'm not the only one who wants to do that, so hold on.
Stupid hash!
Hammerhead shark for one hand. It looks like a hammerhead.
Stingray for a head.
Stingray head.
I
can't
breathe.
It's so dumb.
Next.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Stingray thing.
And
hammerhead.
I saw Data's first, and I thought it was bad, and I was wrong.
Next.
Isn't that cute? But it's wrong!
Oh.
Oh my God.
Look, it's trying to be a pirate.
Yes.
And failing.
Yes. Yeah. Well, it found the booty. Give him a 1.88.
Next. Okay.
Is that a hammer shark? Is that what that
yeah.
is?
Yeah,
is that a hammer fist shark?
That's a hammerhead shark for his left hand.
Awesome.
It's a, I'm assuming a swordfish with fucking buzz saws on the side of it for the other hand.
That's
we
good.
Got the fucking, whatever the shit that bird is supposed to be, kneecap, on top of the fucking saber-toothed tiger leg. And then on top of fucking sad snake is, I guess... angry
some
turtle, I guess. Whatever the fuck the blue arm has been. On top of stingray head. On top of phoenix wings with fucking derp dinosaur chest.
So good.
On top of fucking... fuck this. 0 again.
It's so good.
0.94, dear God. I'm about to leave to go get food. I think I finally found my appetite. I was so pissed off from some dumb old man not listening to me about how all he did is he put the wrong parts on the wrong thing and literally made me fucking a half hour late. I was so pissed and screaming and raging. Now I found my rage, so now I'm fucking hungry again. I haven't eaten since a donut that work provided at 8 a.m. and it's 5 in the afternoon.
Stick or skick? Go side great?
Yeah, S-K-I-C-K, skick.
Skick? It's a skick.
It's gonna be great.
It's a dumb kick. It's not even a side kick. It's a skick.
I don't want to be here anymore.
Aren't you glad you made it for filming today, Shane?
Oh, my God.
I know I am.
My first day back, and we get this? What is that? What is that? What even is that?
That's his hat.
That's a fucking foot. That's a dino foot.
Well, he's got
and it doesn't make it. And then he has a chicken head on his shoulder chain.
And what, a dolphin? A dolphin?
Sure, why not?
Okay, Bill.
It looks like a Loch Ness monster.
Chicken head gun. But, chicken head gun.
Oh, because you're trying to come through. Okay, whatever.
I called it next.
Bill found his enjoyment. I'm still not enjoying this. What the fuck, man? This is the worst designs on the face of the planet.
That's a happy dolphin.
I've taken shits that have more fucking looks and appeal to
it. I don't give a
this.
Fuck if he's wearing sunglasses. That don't save him. Usually wearing some sunglasses here or having a moustache.
But Shane, the sunglasses, if you remove the dinosaur foot, makes him look like Proto Man.
So that's supposed
to be... With dumb faces everywhere.
That's supposed to be a pterodactyl head, isn't it?
More than likely.
Oh, I don't even fucking know. I don't even know what hat these fucking animals are. And by the way, you said this show was supposed to be about angels.
Angels with mythical beasts.
They're supposed to be like, they had something to do with angels or something like that. That's what the symbolism was supposed to be.
Correct. Yeah. Well, and I get that, and that's fine.
At least I thought that's what this symbol thing was back when I first seen it.
What is angelic about a fucking chicken?
That is a pterodactyl.
That's a chicken.
Pterodactyl gun.
Look, just because if you look in the bottom left, it looks like a pterodactyl.
No.
Does
no.
not mean on the toy.
I'm
it
sorry.
Doesn't look like a goddamn chicken.
I'm sorry. I need to apologize to a pterodactyl design I didn't like.
Oh yeah.
Mighty Morphin Pterodactyl looks more like a pterodactyl than that chicken. And that was the worst looking fucking pterodactyl I had ever seen.
Look, considering that the fucking head in the bottom right looks like it's supposed to be another dumb dinosaur. I can't think of which one it is. The little club-tailed thing. And I don't mean the spike tail. I mean the literal club tail. I'm sorry. To me, Mama had a chicken. Mama had a cow. Cow and chicken. Moving on.
Next.
This is dumb.
Greatness.
This
has
is the worst
over-design
on the face of the planet.
Next.
Do you remember those?
Oh, my God.
Remember
what
we were...
Over
oh, yes. Yes.
You're not cool.
Foothead.
Look at his face.
Duh.
No. Dino foot head.
Duh. Foot go on head.
Foot go on head.
Because he doesn't have a license to put
yeah,
on
he doesn't
foot.
Have the license to put the foot on the foot.
The Foot Clan would be ashamed of this.
Sucks bitches. Guess what? I'm adding to your list.
You remember that episode? Remember that episode of the 80s?
Happy Blasty Dolphin.
You remember this more than probably I do, but you remember that episode of the 80s Ranger, not Rangers, sorry, the 80s Turtles, where the Shredder whined that he wanted to take over the world?
He always whined about that.
There's a reason. Now he has a reason to whine. His fucking foot symbol is on this ass.
No, because that's not his foot symbol.
It's a foot.
Because his foot symbol was a legit foot.
Yeah.
This is a dinosaur foot. This is Dinosaur Shredder is bitching right now.
Next.
This makes the Green Ranger foot that I have on my stocking cap at home. It makes me sad.
This is the best.
This is not the best.
One.
There was ever anything better that we have ever seen.
No. There is about a million things that are better than this.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Banging my head against that fucking wall is better than this.
Ooh, maybe. Could be.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe not against that wall because there's a lot of photos and I don't want to break the photos.
Okay,
like,
let me find a wall that doesn't have so many. I'll find one.
Just hit the corner. There you go.
Yeah, it's kind of true. Well, I don't know. If you hit it hard enough, you might end up knocking. Well, no, because if you hit it hard enough, you might put a hole through the wall and Jeremy might be pretty pissed about that.
These are the Konami Megazords. Ass. Everything's ass about Konami. Everything's ass about these.
So is that the score is ass?
I don't know, man.
I don't even know. Dude, I can't.
I have a feeling this guy could be every bit as good as Metal Gear Survivor.
You mean Survive.
Oh, look, I got the name wrong because I care so much.
Oh, my God. Is that game even better than looking at this? I don't know.
Never played it.
I don't know, considering the fact that it costs you $10 to save more than twice.
Oh, never mind. This was free.
Oh, but that means that if you don't pay, you don't have to save this guy.
Oh.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Good thinking, Bill. Point one, I can't keep putting all these fuckers on my list.
Why?
Because I'm already gonna get some heat for this. I've never put seven of them.
We're all gonna get heat for this show. What are you talking about?
Bill, score.
Oh, yeah, he's
you know what? Fuck it.
He's got three toes on his head. Give him a point three.
0.35. Moving on. Are we done yet?
No.
Foot
no.
Go Jet. On head.
Why is there so many? Why is there so much ass?
Skyland C. Gosai Great.
Skylander? Those sucked.
Yeah, I know.
Nope, those are better than this. Those are better than this.
It's true. Spyro comes from Skylander.
Yep.
And like Donkey Kong and Bowser are in it now.
Oh.
Hey, look, it's the same fucking thing, only now
foot
we got to
go on head.
What? It's missing the two fucking stupid rejects on his shoulder.
Doesn't have face knees.
Yeah, no, that's true, so that's a 0.5 for me. I
doesn't
don't care
have
about
face
the other
knees.
Photos for
it
this
gets
man.
A 1. This gets a 1 for me. A 1.
Next.
I can handle.
I don't care that
oh my
he's
God, that
fighting
guy looks
a wannabe
cooler.
Tengu.
What is
yeah,
happening?
The villain. What is that? That's better. I like the villain more than I like the hero.
Can
I rate the villain?
I
want
to rate the villain. The villain looks cool.
We're not on the villains
but
yet.
But I want to rate the villain.
He's really cool.
We're not there
rate
yet.
The villain.
No.
Please.
You have
it's
to wait.
Better than this.
Hey, remember how we were talking about angelic? Well, that looks more angelic. I like that. I had to give that guy like a 4.
Well, yeah, me too. I'm in agreement.
Yeah.
Well, you can't. Sadly, you have to compare the guy that's standing next
two,
to him.
Yeah, 8 divided by 2, that man's a 4, so the villain's a 4.
Not a single motherfucker has got an overall score of 3 or higher. That
no.
says a lot.
No, I think there's one dude who got a 3, and that's... No, you're right. None of them have gotten over a 3.
We have yet to break the glass and be... standard
average.
Rangers.
Yeah.
None of us have agreed yet that this is standard Ranger stuff.
I honestly believe
this just is. It seems very childish and stupid. Like it came from a kid's version
that,
of Power Rangers.
Fucking Rangers.
It doesn't even feel like it came from a kid version of Power Rangers. This feels like this was the board of directors made the toys and then realized, oh shit, we have to have a show. So they literally took the toys and walked them out on their table and started being like. And this man's gonna fight this one-winged angel fucking Sephiroth that I have.
To me,
I need something to fight against.
To me, what I'm looking at looks like the Power Rangers had a fucking Hero Squad version of their show.
I'm sorry.
Like what happened with all the Marvel stuff.
Yeah, the Marvel Superhero Squad, yeah.
I'm telling you right now.
Next. Okay.
You remember when we did the costumes, right? Remember that episode? Well, we got those really bad looking ones, like the lion guy
the
and
iron
elephant
print
guy.
On thing.
Yeah,
those are. Don't worry, we'll get to the Minecraft Ranger Zord here eventually. We're coming up
those
on him.
Cooler. Printed
we'll be to him. In
dollar
the next
store
couple of
printed
months.
Costumes are cooler than what I'm looking at right now.
One.
I gave it a.
So we got a 0.5 and 2 ones. What do you got, Bill?
Yeah, 0.5 is fine. Oh he God. Doesn't have his dumb knee.
So if we divide that by the 4, that man is a 0.75. Tokuo.
Yeah, it's Tokuo.
So basically, this should be the train dick, along with whatever reject parts they want to put on it. Oh, hey, look, I think he's in the wrong folder.
Oh, but they put, exactly what it is. It's a concept Zord. They put the dumb faces on the train Zord.
You
see?
Ruined.
Dumb face.
They ruined the train.
They ruined the train. I can't wait till we get to that.
That'll be better than this.
Oh, my God. Every single thing about it. Fucking sex bot's better. I give sex
bot God,
5.
Please tell me that the sex bot can grow and become a Megazord. I want to relive that. Please let me relive Concession Bot.
Oh, I'm giving sex bot a 5.
I'm giving Concession Bot. Yeah, if Concession Bot becomes a Megazord, we have to go back because Concession Bot has to be a 5.
All right, so I guess that since that's not an actual...
Yeah, we won't rate that one.
Okay, Ultimate Gosai Great.
There ain't nothing great or ultimate.
I think this might be...
the best?
No. Around.
Nothing's ever going to keep him down, Shane!
Except for this here, 0.4. Fucking over-design out the ass!
Except for this
This guy would not be terrible if there wasn't so much going on. Why you fail me, Power Rangers? Why for you to fail me?
It's so good.
Or excuse me, Super Sentai, sorry.
Is he supposed to be like, does he have a glider? Is that what's going on? He has
that
wings, but he's got a big glider.
That is supposed to be the stupid rocket ship thing that they keep flying around in.
You know what? I miss the pyramid.
Everybody misses the pyramid.
Yep.
No, you misunderstand. Yes. I miss the toy pyramid. I gave that a lot of crap. I gave that a lot of crap because the toy looked awful.
Yeah, because the toy did look awful.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I do apologize for what I did to that.
Let me just say something about my Gold Ranger and his pyramid. He is one of the coolest things ever introduced onto the show, along with his pyramid, but for some reason, Gold Ranger toys
suck.
Are bad. Yeah. And it's not just his pyramid. That legendary stuff that I've been buying, the Rangers, the packs where you buy the Rangers, you get a part. Can't remember what they're called right now off the top of my head. Build-A-Figures or whatever, you know? Mm-hmm. Well, all those Rangers look really good. Then they release the Gold Ranger. And all his gold is like cheap-looking plastic. So they did so good on everything. They released the Gold Ranger, and all of his gold on him is really cheap-looking dimmed plastic.
Now, because the legacy stuff has always been that die-cast, do you think that it would have been too much to
No, it's not. It's not that. It's just like how we have the Green Ranger in the newer toys. Well, now they have the Gold Ranger, and the Gold Ranger just simply looks bad. Like, it's hard to explain, man.
Listen, man, I told you before.
Ass.
Pyramidus looked awesome in the show, but in toy form, it looked atrocious. I take it back. This is atrocious.
So I got a .4, and I got an ass. What else we got?
Oh, my God. Make a fucking number 8. Let's see if we can get to 10.
We might. I think there's like, what, 3 more?
Let's see if we can get
2
to 10.
Or 3 more. So.
Yeah, 2 or 3 more. So
I have
we
never given 8 zeros in my entire fucking life.
Is there another score to get? Or
I'm waiting on a bill, but a bill's
No, to be fair,
else.
Bill's
right.
doing something far more interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of true.
Oh, I'm supposed to score this guy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, you're supposed to take this guy seriously.
Oh, I'm supposed to take him seriously?
Yeah, serious. This is serious as shit. He's showing up on your Saturday morning cartoon TV.
Yep. Go ahead and make
it. Oh, then I change the channel.
Oh, change the channel, so that's a 0 then, huh?
.2.
I think I would watch Blue's Clues.
So that's a .62. How many we got left?
Two.
Oh, shit, we got 2 left.
Oh, we can make it 10.
We can make it to 10.
Let's see if we can make it.
Ultimate Swords.
Well, that sounds cool. It's going to let me down.
All right, now look. Here's how they advertised this new line that was coming out, the Zio guys. Now, they blurred him out in the background, and I said, maybe that Gold Ranger is fucking cool. So let's go to the next picture. See? Those Rangers look cool. The Zios look really good. The gold and everything stands out.
They look real bright. Yep.
They look real bright, poseable and everything. And then they said, all right, Bill, we guess you can go ahead and buy the Gold Ranger. And they gave me this.
Ouch. Fuck. Nope, done with that.
Oh, my God. It's Gold Ranger toys.
And it's legacy. The legacies are always better.
It's not even gold. It's more like yellowish plastic.
I told you, it's dim plastic gold. Where the Green Ranger got a gold shield, and the White Ranger got a gold shield, and all the Zio guys got the gold linings. They gave him dim plastic gold. For some reason,
that's not even a legacy. All that is that's a repackaging of the ship from when we were kids.
They take, like you said, my opinion, the two coolest Rangers that have ever made the show, in my opinion, were the Gold and Green.
Yep.
Okay. Ultimate Swords.
And they ruined the Gold Ranger. I don't like that, man.
Oh, the mediocre guy, but now they've added a bunch of.
Oh, my God.
They didn't even add anything. All they did is they opened
up the
open, chest.
I guess they opened the faces.
Sword. What the swords was the ultimate sword mode.
Dude.
Okay.
Telling you right now, if they took that chest piece off, I think I could give this guy a 3. But no, they ruined it. They put a chest on it. Look at that. Why is there so many faces on the chest? Why? There ain't no reason for that. That's stupid.
Because we see you, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, I think this is the only guy that I even gave anything remotely close to a 3 or some shit.
Oh, my God.
But this right here,
I like the color scheme.
It's the same as before. I almost don't even want to rate this guy. All they did is they opened up the center. Oh, look, now I've got 5 little holes where I can blast pith out of my chest, because I'm dumb.
Hopefully
and put
he says
some,
that.
Put some fucking faces on him. Woo. Well,
that's what they sound like.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, of course. Perfect. Don't you remember? My name is Herp. This is my brother Derp. And this is Athy. We're Herp Derp Athy.
Athy's my cousin twice removed. point one. I'm sorry. The color scheme is, in my opinion, the only thing that saved it.
He's really bad, but compared to all the other trash, I'm going to give him a 2.8. If they could get rid of the faces close in,
mm-hmm.
and it just looks like a shield, and if he was a little bit slimmer, he would be about basic to me.
If you would, like I said, take that chest off, and I'd have given him a 3. He would have been the best looking thing that this show has offered me.
2.5.
Unfortunately, I'm tired of all the faces. 2.3. That is so stupid.
This man is a 1.93. And again, we apologize for shitting all over these guys, but dear God, this was not worth our time.
What? I will also say that I remember you asked me, did I see this? And I told you no. But I did watch about 10 to 15 episodes of the Super Mega Force. Super Mega Force. Now, when I saw that, every now and then they would take out that key and they would say, call the Mega Force Swords or whatever, and they'd fucking turn the key and the thing would shoot out these faces. I thought that was a type of symbolism. I didn't realize that was actually their fucking shitty Zords. Because I did not see this. So when the Pirate Zord will all of a sudden open up that thing and be like, do, 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 and shoot out these fucking face things. I was like, oh, I get it. It's like a symbolism, like the power of the old Zords. No, that's not what that was.
That's
they really
the
are
shit.
This fucking dumb.
Yeah.
To be fair, I look forward to the next one because we do get Pirate. And I do like that Pirate Megazord. I already have a score in my
Cling.
Head.
Wonder, Gosai, Great.
I do too. I have a score in my head too. And all I could say is, remember the pyramid.
Oh, no.
All right. Okay.
And I.
That's not important.
Oh.
You know, he has an axe. Oh, my.
Okay, that is cool with the axe.
Yeah.
Okay. This guy might fucking get something.
He has an alligator foot.
He has the big axe thing that looks kind of cool. He's still fairly basic. I don't care for the wings
or the
helmet.
Oh, by the way, I think that's the other beetle we were talking about.
Yeah.
The beetle looks like a punch hand. I don't hate this elephant thing that's been replaced there.
The black crocodile foot? Yeah.
Is that an elephant or an anteater?
It's an elephant.
It's an elephant.
Because it's got the two little nose holes.
Yep.
Doesn't an anteater have two nose holes?
I don't believe so.
No, an anteater literally
Oh, no, an anteater has that one.
Yeah.
Okay, you're right. I was wrong.
Yeah,
is that like it looks like a lion
Shane,
fent.
Could you paint that elephant's face?
Yes, you can.
Oh, he fucked it up.
I forgot the thing.
The first time I ever asked you, I said, was that elephant majestic
oh,
and
my
shit?
Majestic
and you said,
elephant.
And you said, I have painted their faces.
Ah, yes. Far Cry 4. Yes, my majestic elephant.
Next.
Oh, that did him no favors.
Dude, that fucking alligator looks awesome.
I like that axe thing. It doesn't seem as dumb as some of the other crap.
To be fair, the dumbest thing is his fucking head.
You mean the knight helmet?
Yeah, his head, and I don't like the fact that not every single one of these damn guys needs wings.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit. No, I just realized what the top portion is.
What?
I think that's supposed to be a griffin.
Is it?
Griffin.
It's supposed to be
okay.
Something like that, yeah, because it's got like the eagly, owly face with the fucking
Griffin,
lion
Griffin,
body.
Griffin,
and shit,
Griffins are cool.
Yeah.
Griffins are cool.
Because the tail is the fucking axe that he uses.
Okay, I honestly don't think that's an elephant. I really think that that's like a tiger fin.
I'm almost positive that's a tiny elephant.
Because I think it might be from this thing.
I even
here.
Think those parts right there are tusks.
Yeah, they are. They're supposed to be tusks.
And then those are supposed to be big elephant ears, like on the little truck. That,
oh my God, it's Dumbo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I like the smiley alligator. It's dumb, but I like it.
Dude, it's the coolest thing on him.
When it's not sticking out of his chest, I can accept it.
Yeah. I like the alligator is what's saving you, dude. And the axe.
Was that all for this guy?
Thing. This is not bad.
Oh, there was something else? I thought there were only two for this guy.
And this is from the actual...
Yeah, from
Mega
the actual
Force
show.
It's got the Nick Jr.
And we already knew that the way these costumes were...
Seth, New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Oh, shit!
That's crazy. we already knew. This is true. We already said this. The reason CGI started being brought into this, I think, is because these costumes, the guys didn't move well.
If you, from Dino Thunder up, they're basically CGI.
And if you start paying attention, the costumes have gotten astronomically unwieldy.
Right.
Like, this guy, he could probably do some fight scenes, and I'm sure they are, but every time he does a finisher, every time he does a special attack, it's CG because this guy can't attack.
Right.
Next.
A case in point.
Well, you're a dumb-looking villain.
No, that's a chick.
I actually don't hate that. I don't hate that.
Yeah,
it looks like a crazy, crazy armored, like, mythical being thing.
Somebody
got ripped out of, like, Final Fantasy IV.
It looks like somebody wiped their snotty nose on her head.
Yeah, well,
to be fair, I can't see what that is.
I get it. It's too fuzzy. It's pixelated. Yeah. It's real hard to tell. I get it. But from what it looks like here, it looks like somebody wiped their snotty nose on her. Okay?
Well, she is a monster.
Yeah.
Maybe that. That's actually the only thing I don't like about her. Everything else is fine.
Right.
But
I thought they were like little gold things. But
you know what?
I think that's everybody.
Oh,
and
my God.
I'm going to do it.
Three.
Break the glass. Three. He's the only thing I see that feels. You know what? No. I don't know why. I kind of like him. 3.6. I like the axe. I don't mind the punchy bug hand. The elephant foot is fine. Smiley alligator is okay. I don't like the wings and his helmet bring him down. That's
right.
The only thing I don't like about him.
Right.
Even the chest face, it looks fine.
He also looks compact.
He looks compact.
He looks like he's a smaller.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was going to say, when you go back to this one,
He looks
a lot smaller, but even so, I'm in agreement with Bill.
He reminds me of, like, in Shining Force when you get the little axe guy, and he's like this little angry axe-wielding dude that comes at you.
Well, we didn't make 10, but we got 8.
3.
3.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Dude, this guy just won. This guy just won.
Yeah, this guy just won with a 3.3.
With a 3.3.
With a basic as fuck score.
With a basic as fuck score, he won.
What does that say about this show?
Oh, that says a lot about this show.
And now the co-op pictures. Yay.
At least aesthetically, it says a lot about this show.
Right. The story could probably be amazing, which is why
dude, believe it or not, Optimus Prime was my second highest rating. That's sad. That the fucking Optimus Prime, the fucking Rock'em Sock'em robot.
Yeah, the Optimus Prime Pachinko.
I don't like Pachinko machines.
Sock'em,
Pachinko machines are dumb.
Yeah.
Next.
They're not bad.
No, my Metal Gear is dumb.
See, now here's another thing too, and we've said this a million times, and if these were your Zords, if this is your Rangers show, and you somehow managed to make it to the very end to hear me say this, let me say again, we grade on this show. This show is a comedy. It is meant to be satire. It is meant to make fun in a loving way, something that we grew up with and still enjoy today.
Occasionally serious.
We do get into very serious things when we break down episodes and whatnot.
Yeah, I was about to say, usually serious for the DVDs, but...
But,
yeah.
Well, there were
on top
times
of
where...
all of that, I want to bring up something that we've brought up 100 times. Looking at this image says all over again, we grade on the aesthetics, and we haven't seen this. At least I haven't. Most of us have not actually sat down to watch this thing in its full entirety and know what it's about.
I think I saw the first episode of Megaforce. That's it.
So we don't really have the knowledge to judge it yet.
Not as far as the Megazords. So.
Fair enough. Okay, so yeah.
So,
remember, I watch every Ranger series we get here. I at least watch the first 5 episodes.
Yes, right. Which means you don't have you don't have the knowledge to judge it yet either. But... in motion, looking at what this is doing right here, this is probably way better moving than anything we just saw.
But you know how we always say that explosions make it better? Not in this case.
Yeah, but that's because this is
pixelated
as fuck.
I don't know. This doesn't look that bad. It looks like he's flying on, like, it reminds me of Gundam.
Yeah.
When Gundam used to jump up on top of that jet, and the jet would curve down across the battlefield, and he'd pick people off with that big cannon.
Oh yeah, but there's a big difference.
And then this guy That's what he's doing.
No, I have to completely disagree with you. What this is reminding me of, because of how pixelated it is Lego Island.
I don't know what that is.
It's an old game for Windows 95.
It was on PlayStation 2.
Well, yeah, but that was the updated version.
Yeah, I actually played that. That was actually a pretty fun game.
Yeah, I played
Lego
Island on the fucking PC.
Oh, yeah, that was actually a fun game.
Fuck, oh, God.
Next.
Oh,
we got...
Oh, look at it!
Everything that's come before.
And after.
Yeah, and after.
Whoops. Five for the pirate. I love that. I like that pirate.
I don't know, man. You gotta like that battle fever.
Yeah.
Oh, look! Childhood. Upper right corner.
Oh, yeah, I see it. Megazord's up there.
I give that a 5 now, too. I gave it a 5 before. I have to rewatch the episodes. I don't remember what I gave that.
I think a good portion of it.
I actually think that we already said that, hey, this is biased opinion. This was our show.
You know, we can call it bias all we want, but, man, looking at the designs,
yeah,
there are so many Zords
that
we have
them,
seen,
yeah.
So many Zords that don't look functional, so many Zords that look dumb, so many Zords that are hard to take seriously. There was something simple and powerful about the design of the Megazord. And here's another thing, too. You look at the Megazord, he had all animal things, okay? The whole thing is formed from animals. But
the only animals you really see is the Triceratop leg,
yes,
and the Sabertooth leg.
And that's, yep, also something to admire, because now we're in this area where if the animals are there, they're always like a big fucking part of the Zord. There's faces that stick out of the hands and the chest and the back,
right,
and
the
face.
This
is not the only guy. It's been going on since ninjas. Since the ninjas, yeah, showed up, it's been animal hands, animal feet,
and
animal chest,
Megazord,
animal face.
Next. Okay, just back to the explosion.
Yep.
And there was something interesting about the Megazord and some of the Zords that came before, that yes, they were built from animals, but they didn't stress that. The animals, like, the faces would come off and there would be hands that would form the arms and things. And
the Mastodon head on the on the Mighty Morphin?
It was,
that
a,
was
shield,
a shield.
And it was only used every now and then.
Yep. Not all the time.
It wasn't his big center chest piece.
By the way. On that other picture, on the other, from where the Mighty Morphin Zord is, on the other side was the broke ass Turbo Zord.
Yep.
Roll out. It's time for a rollout.
So
kill everything in one fucking hit.
The Wonder Gosai Great won this battle.
Yes.
More music to piss off Shane.
This is a rock.
All right, now we're gonna get copyrighted.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.